Today's Shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Pei Vav. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, the Torah says regarding the subject that we have been learning, the subject of Goyin of Nefes, somebody who steals someone else. Says the Pasuk, Kim Tzish Goyin of Nefesh Me'achav, and we El Ish Shaganav. So the Pasuk uses the word Ish. So that would indicate that only if the one who did this act was a man. Isha, minayin, how do we know if a woman is the one that stole the other person, that same din, same rule applies? Tamalayim of a ganav ish. The pasuk says ganav, and doesn't in any way indicate that the person who did this was a man. So we learn from here, it makes no difference if it was a male or a female who did this, the same halacha will apply. Eli el isha ganav, bein isha ubein ish. Now we speak about the victim. And the pasuk says, ki matzei ish. So we speak about a man who stole, and says, when the man stole, the man says, ki gar nefesh. The Torah just says, any nefesh. So we hear that, from here we know, that if the man is the ganef, it makes no difference if the victim is male or female. However, isha shigan v'ish, if it was a woman that stole a man, that we see. Also, because the Torah says, v'goyin of ish. So by the fact that the Torah says v'goyin of ish, we know that when a v'goyin of means anybody who's the ganef, man or woman, and it speaks about that the victim is ish. So from here we see that if the victim is ish, and the ganef is a woman, then we understand what is a chiyuv. However, isha shagam v'isha, where do we really know that the halach is when a woman stole a woman? Tamalaymer umeis haganef ahu. The Torah says haganef. Why does the Torah have to repeat the word haganef? To teach us mikamakim, under all circumstances, whoever was the ganef, a man or a woman, no matter whoever was the victim, a man or a woman is considered an act of geneva. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Idach. There's another brisa that teaches us. Ki yamatzi ish goinav nefesh mi'achav. Echer goinav se'ish, v'echer goinav se'isha. V'echer evin meshuchar. And from here, we also learn that if somebody steals a ger, or echer evin meshuchar, a freed evid kanani, the cotton or a cotton, in all these cases, there's a chiv misa. Of course, the Rishonim point out that when we say here a cotton, it must be a cotton who's no longer a nafel. But once, if the cotton is still in the category of a nafel, so then the halacha would be different. He's not considered yet a cotton. Continues the Braisa to teach us the halachas of Ganevish. If somebody stole this individual, but he did not sell him, or there's a situation where the person that he stole is still in his possession. That means the way Rashi learns that the person sold him. Rashi learns that the Ganef sold him before he actually stole him. The Ramban has a different pshat. The Ramban's pshat is that he sold him, but he did not yet transfer him out of his rishus. Machroi la'aviv, if the Ganef sold the victim, la'aviv, to the father of the victim, or la'achiv, or to the brother of the victim, or la'achman akrevim, to any one of the other relatives, chayiv. In all these cases, it's going to be considered an act of geneva that is chayiv. But going for avodim, if somebody steals an avodim, if somebody steals an individual who's an eved, then the halacha is that he's potter. Begins the Gemara. We're asking a question on the second brisa. Ask the Gemara. Tana Tana Kamei the Rav Sheshes. The brisa, the Tana taught us, the Adner who taught this brisa in front of Rav Sheshes, said this price to Rav Sheshes. Amalai, and Rav Sheshes said to him, Ani Shaina, I learn another brisa. But this brisa says, Rav Shimon Omer, the pasuk says, Ki matzei ish ganav nefesh me'achav, ad sheyisenem rishus achav. But it has to take him out of the possession of his brothers. But if he sold him to relatives, and he's still in rishus achav, potter. At Amrit, and you're saying that if you sold him to a father or a brother, chayiv, rather he said, Tani potter. We should change the wording of the brisa and say that the brisa is saying that instead of saying machal aviv chayiv, loviv lachiv is chayiv, we should learn potter, that there should not be any contradiction between the brisas. Says the Gemara, my kasha, why would you want to change the gears of a brisa? Dilma harav Shimon, the brisa that Rav Shesh taught, it follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, for ha, and the brisa that was taught to Rav Sheshes follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rav Shimon, who hold that even if somebody steals a nefesh, even if he didn't take it out of the Shus Achiv, he's chayiv. Says the Malay Sakadata. It doesn't make sense that the brisa that we learned, that the brisa that we first learned, should not follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. Because since we learned, Dam Rav Yochanan, Stamas Nisan, whenever you have a Mishnah in Shas, and it's taught anonymously, without knowing who is the Tanab of the Brisa, we say, the Mishnah, we say it's Rameyer. Stam Tosefta, when we say, when we learn a Tosefta, again, without specifically knowing who taught that Tosefta, that we know, we say that the anonymous Tana is Rav Nechemya. When we learn a Sifra, the Brises on Chumash Vayikra, we say it's Rav Yehuda. Stam Sifri, that is the Brises on Bamidbar and Devarim, and the Aruch explains that all these other Brises that we've been learning, the name of the Brises taught B'loshin Yochid. This Brises taught B'loshin Rabim, Sifri, because this is the only compilation of Brises that are more than one Chumash. As we just said, it's B'midbar Dvarim. So to represent that it's not just one Chumash, we have, it said, B'losh Rabim. Kula, and everything that we learned as a Leave the Rekiva, all of these Tanoim that taught all of these Brises were Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva. So since they were all Tamidim of Rabbi Kiva, that's why it says Kula Tav Rabbi Kiva. So I saw that the Tver Shloima explains, how did Rabbi Kiva become, so we can't say, just finishing Pshat and Gemara, so we can't say that the Gemara means to say that it was the one Brisa is Rav Shimon and the other Brisa is Rabbanon, because the first Brisa was taught anonymously, and we are now learning that anonymously taught Brises actually follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. So we had to change, that's why Rav Shesh had to change the gifts of the Brisa. I saw that the Tver Shleim explains that how the Rabbi Kiva have the schus, that all of the Brises were taught by his Talmidim. So he says that the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'Misha Meimis Atzma Aleha. Somebody has to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh for the Torah. Somebody who is ready to be Moisa Nefesh for Torah has the schus of Torah. So says the Gemara, says all these Tanoim were people, since Rabbi Kiva learned Torah in such a fashion, that's why he was zeichet to this schus. And I saw that the Chedushei Rim says that the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, says that Kol HaMoisei Atzma Lomos Al Divrei Torah, if somebody is ready to give up his life for Divrei Torah, Ein Emre Dvav Halacha Mashmai, that the Divrei Torah not said in his name. Why not? If somebody was Moisei Nefesh, asked the Chedushei Rim, to learn Torah, so if anything, he should be the individual that Divrei Torah said over his name. And he was saying just the opposite. Says the Chedushei Rim, because somebody who lives such a life that he gives up his life for Torah, he becomes one with the Torah. So now we can very well understand since Rabbi Akiva, as we just said, the Torah Shlomo says, was the individual who gave his life, was Maisa Nefesh V'Torah, since Rabbi Akiva was Maisa Nefesh V'Torah, he was the individual who deserved that all these anonymous prices should ultimately be taught by his Talmidim. We learned in the Mishnah, Hagarnav is Benoi, so we saw Machlaikas. Rav Shmuel Benoi, Rav Yochim and Breika says Chayiv, and the Chama hold Potter. Says the Gemara, my Tamadar Rabbanan, why, if somebody stole his own son, why would Rabbanan say Yipater? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained, why is the Gemara focused on understanding the opinion of the Rabbanan? So the Mefarshim explained that the opinion of Shmuel ben Breika is fairly understandable. Since he stole his son, so he deserves, why should it be different? If he was a goyin of nefesh, then Yechayiv. So it's understandable. But there are Rabbanan who say that if somebody steals his own son, his potter, so we need to understand, why is that the halacha? Amar Abaye, to which Abaye answers, Dama Kro, the pasuk that speaks about somebody stealing someone else, the pasuk says, Ki matzi ish goyin nefesh mi'echav. And we learned, only when somebody who's not with you and you steal him, that's when you're chayiv. Prat lemotzui, your son is with you, so that's why there's no chayiv for stealing him. So ask Rav Papa, Elamayato, if that's the way you're going to explain, the pasuk says, Kimatz is shaychem isha, bula spal, umesigam shneim. Torah speaks about the isser of an adulterous relationship with an eishes ish. Hachinami, are we going to say that kimotzi means prat lamotzi? Kigoin shall base pliny, that there was a certain family, the shchichin gabayu, that the married couples would spend much time together. So we're going to say, since we're going to say wherever the Torah uses the word kimotzi, it means that they're not, that since they're always together, there is no problem. And Rashi explains that it's most interesting that the Gemara does not identify the name of this family. The Gemara says, yes, base pliny, because this type of behavior of over-socializing two families is inappropriate, and therefore the Gemara did not want to mention the name. Amalei, so Abai said that the word kiyamotze cannot be taught just because they're together, there is no issue. And no, so he says, so we're back to where we started. Why would the Rabbanan say that if somebody steals their own son, their potter? Answers the Gemara, because v'nimtza b'yada kamina. I learned it from the word that the Torah says, v'gayin of isha mechar v'nimtza b'yadai mais yumas. The words v'nimtza b'yada are extra to teach us that somebody who's with you all the time, there's no chiv geneva. Ama abaya. So since we've learned the words v'nimtza b'yadai, that somebody who's with you all the time, there is no chiyiv for geneva. So hani mikri tamid dardiki, those who are the teachers of the young children, or masni rabbanan, or those that teach mishnayis to older individuals, and if they chas v'shalom stole one of their tamidim and sold them, the halacha would be kmitzuyim biyadim dami. They have also this exemption of nimtza biyadai, and the halacha would be it would not be a situation of geneva. The Gemara taught us that a dying yeshna b'rishusai, that if the victim is still in the possession of the ganef, there's no chiv misa. So we explained that if it's in a way that there was no removal of the nigna from his rishus, then Rashi says that wouldn't be considered an act of geneva. The Or Sameach says that the definition of a dying yeshna rishusoi, that the victim was already under his own control by the time the ganef was caught and taken to court. He says the pasuk imotzig ish ganef nefesh says that if the kidnapper is not subject to the death penalty, unless the victim is still not brought home. If he was brought home, then the halacha is That also is considered kiyamotzei. That's also considered a situation where the victim has not been considered caught. Our Gemara began with saying kiyamotzei prat lemotzei. And again, the Alshuch uses this, as we discussed in our previous shiur, that the question, of course, was how would he shvatim, how did the shvatim violate the halacha of Goynef Ishu Mecharoi when they kidnapped and sold Yosef at Tzadik? So he says that Yehuda said, L'chuvanim k'renu li'yishmo elim, v'yedenu al tiboy k'chinu b'sereinu hu. What did he mean to say k'chinu b'sereinu hu? That we're learning here that if the victim is somebody who's always together with the ganef, with the kidnapper, then there's no isser of ganef ish u'mechara. And that's what Yehuda said to them. L'chuvanim k'renu yishmalelim. You'll be concerned, he says to his brothers, that this should be considered a situation of ganef ish u'mechara. So he said, achenu b'sereinu hu. And since he's achenu b'sereinu, he's with us all the time. If he's with us all the time, our Gemara just taught us that there is no Isser of Geneva Mechira. And therefore, he was telling his brothers, don't be concerned if we're going to sell him. He is not an individual for the din of Geneva Mechira. Doesn't apply. We're learning here the halacha of kidnapping a child. What would be the halacha just if somebody had the schus to return a kidnapped child to his parents? Will that be considered a situation of a Shabbos Aveda? Where Allah is that when somebody performs the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, he's not allowed to ask for a reward because it's a mitzvah. Or is it just that I did a favor for this person, I returned this child, and I am entitled to a reward? Says the Rambam, and that there's the Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph says, Yesh Chet, there is an Aveira, Shadin Noisen, that the Halacha teaches us, Shnefram Emen Al Chetai, Be'olam Azeh, Be'gufoi, or Be'memoinai, there's certain Aveiras that are so severe that the person is punished in this world with it, he himself will suffer, will have a financial loss, either Bonav Aktanim, or his young children will suffer. Shabonav Shalodim Aktanim, says the Rambam, somebody's young children, Shein Behem Das, that aren't yet mature, V'lagi L'chal Mitzvahs K'kinyonahem, they're considered like something I own. So, if it's considered like something owned, then it would be a din of a Shabbos Haveda. On the other hand, the Rambam says that we are not to allow to be magdish our own children. And the reason we're not allowed to be magdish our own children is because you can be magdish something you own. But the Rambam says your children are not something you own. So now the question is, if the halacha looks at the children as my property, so then there's a din of Shabbos Aveda. But if it's not considered my property, it's not considered Shabbos Aveda. So the Chashuk Echemet says that even if we'll say that a child is not considered the property of a parent, based on the Rambam that says we can't be magdish our children, he quotes a Gemara Masechet Baba Kamma that pay aleph on the base. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbana Roy Chaver Toyer Ben Akramim, if somebody sees somebody else lost, Mafsig V'Oyla Masik V'Yoyra, At Shemalei L'Ira L'Derech. He has to do whatever he can to help that person get back home. So we say, and the Gemara says that that's considered Hashavas Gufay. We're just helping the person get back on the road, but it's included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So here too, even though when we're returning the child to the parent, the child when he's never not with his parents is not where he's supposed to be, and when we now bring that child back to his parent, we're help, it's no different. If anything, it's even more so than the person who's lost, and we're helping him get back on the right track. And therefore, says the Chashuk Echemet, it's considered a situation of Hashavas Aveda, and one would not be allowed to ask for payment for such a thing. Ganef We learned further yesterday in the Mishnah that somebody who stole somebody who's chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim, Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says yechayiv for such an act the chama paitrim. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama that Pei Zayin Amar Aleph teaches us that if somebody hits an eved kanani that belongs to someone else, then all the halacha of mazik nezek tzar ripui shevus and baishis or are applicable. And even baishis that we know is one of the payments that you have to make is applicable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein levad in baishis. Ask the Gemara my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? There are no baishis payments when you embarrass an eved. I'm a kra, because the pasuk says, the pasuk that teaches us the chiv of baishis, the pasuk says ki natzo anoshim yachtov ish ve'echov. For we learn from the word echov that this is me, somebody, the mishiyesh loy echov, that all of the people who are, all of the sons who are born to one father are considered brothers. Yotze eved, but when we speak about an eved, eved kanani, the halacha is she'en loy echov, they're not considered brothers, because am hadoyim lechamor. We know that when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he told Yishmael and Eliezer, Shvu lechem poyim lechamor. And based on this, the Gemara says that am hadoyim lechamor. And just like animals don't have yichus, so too do these individuals not have yichus. Rabbanan. So that's why if they're like an animal, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's why we can understand what is no baishus payment. Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and say that there is a chiv boishus by avodim. What is the reason that they say so? Says the Gemara, because achav mitzvahs. We know the Gemara teaches us that a woman, that ever kanani, is chayiv mitzvahs like an isha, because the Torah uses the word law by both of them. By a woman, the Torah uses the words v'kosav law sefer krisus, and by a shivcha, the Torah says a chupsa loy nitan law. So from here we learn that They're both chayiv mitzvahs. So if we have a person who's chayiv mitzvahs keisha, we certainly should have a din a boishes. V'hocha, ask the Gemara that we're learning in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that somebody who steals a chetzi eved chetzi mechayrim is chayiv misa heichi dairish. How does he say understand the pasuk that says kim yotzi ish goyim nefesh me'achav b'nei Yisrael? And Rabbi Yehuda has been teaching us that when the Torah uses the word echav, it comes to exclude an eved kanani. And here we're saying that Rabbi Yehuda includes an eved kanani. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, the pasuk that echav is coming to exclude avodim. That indeed, somebody who's a full-fledged eved, Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that there is no chiv for geneva mechira. But we're not speaking about somebody who's a full-fledged eved. We're speaking about somebody who is a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim. But ask the Gemara, the Mnei Yisrael, the pasuk says, "Mukum isha chetzi eved mechetzi ben chayrim," because he's not a full fledged Jew. Mnei Yisrael is cut, and from the extra Mnei Yisrael, we learn "Mukum isha chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim." So says the Gemara. So we have a double miut, have a miut achem miut, and the Gemara says we have a rule in Shas that whenever we have a double miut, a miyat achemiyat elul rabbis. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda says we learn that a chetzi eved chetzi mechayrim, there is indeed a chiv for geneva mechira on such an individual. Rabbanim, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that somebody who steals a chetzi eved chetzi mechayrim, it's not considered an act of geneva, how will we learn that pasuk? So it says, me'echov lafuki avodim. The word me'echov come, me'echov lafuki avodim le'mashmahu. To say that the word me'echov is excluding avodim, they can't agree that that's the way to understand that word. Because as they keep on saying, an eved kanani is achav mitzvahs. So rather, we only have two words that are superfluous. B'nei Yisrael, u'b'nei Yisrael. Chad, one of those psukim is l'mutei eved. Chad l'mutei mishachetzi eved chetzi mechayrim. And that's how they come to the conclusion of a chetzi eved chetzi ben chayrim. Is there's a chiv for Geneva Aveda on such an individual also. There are two There are two situations when we speak about a combination. One is a mule. A mule is the product of a horse and a donkey versus a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrim. And the Tashbat says that when we look at these two situations of a combination, the halacha is very different by these two situations. When a horse and a donkey combine to create a mule, a pered, that made something new. There's a new creation in the world. However, we speak about chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrim, it's not that there's a new individual, there's a new category. Rather, the situation of a chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrim is a question that there's a part eved to this person and there's a part ben chayrim to this person. And therefore, as the Gemara often discusses, there are various halachic ramifications to his situation. The Rambam says that if we have an individual who's chetzi eved, chetzi ben chayrim, who married a Jewish woman, it's a suffolk kedushin, because a Yisrael can marry a woman, an Eved cannot. On the other hand, the Rambam says, if you have a woman who's chatzi shifri v'chatzi b'chayrim, that married a Jewish man, the kedushin is a full-fledged kedushin. So we need to understand, why does the Rambam differentiate if the man is the chatzi Eved chatzi b'chayrim, who did kedushin on a Jewish woman, where it's a suffolk, versus where chetzi yeshiv chetzi b'scharim marries a regular Jew, the kedushin is chal. Explains this, says the Stipler, when a man is mekadosh an isha, the nefesh of the husband does a kinyan in the guf of the isha. So somebody who is a chetzi eved chetzi b'scharim that does a kedushin, we have a suffolk kedushin because this man has a nefesh. There's no clarity in his nefesh. His nefesh is a mixture of Eved and Yehudi. And therefore, we don't know how to look at this act. However, a full-fledged Jew does Kedusha with a chetzi shif, chetzi beskharin, so his nefesh, we have a complete nefesh. And we have, when we look at the woman's side, there's partial Eved, partial ben chayrim. So his nefesh could connect to the ben chayrim part of the woman, that gashmis part, and therefore affect the kedushin. In other words, the Stipler is saying an interesting vart, that when we have an act of kedushin between a man and a woman, the man is doing a kinyan with his neshama, and the woman is doing a kinyan with her guf. We know, as we've learned numerous times in Amasechta, ein onshmel kemas hirim. So yes, we've learned many psukim that teach us the halacha of goyin of nefesh. But those psukim all spoke about the oynish, the punishment. So ask the Gemara Zohar l'goyin of nefesh minayim, where is the law for doing this act? Rav Yoshi Omer, because the pasuk says lo signoiv in the Aseres HaDibros, and he says that's referring to goyin of nefesh. Rav Yochanan Omer, the pasuk says lo yimkru memkeres eved, that the eved ivri goes out in yovel, lo pligi, and they're not arguing. Mar kachoshev lav the Geneva. The Rav Yoshi is bringing a pasuk for the lav of Geneva. Or Mar, and Rav Yochanan is bringing a pasuk of lo yimkru memkeres eved, is speaking about the lav de mechira, the lav you violate when you kidnap and steal. Tanra bottom. So we just learned that when the Torah Kedosha says lo signoiv in the Seres HaDibros, it's speaking about begoyin of nefashas akos medaber. It's speaking about somebody who kidnapped an individual. Says the Gemara, "Ta'ime begoyin of nefashas." Are you going to say that speaking about somebody who stole, who kidnapped somebody? Or yana el begoyin of moment? Maybe the pasuk is speaking about somebody who stole. Amrit say l'mayat mishloisha semidrash atar in the dreshes ben. So now the Gemara says that we know that there are 13 midas for which we learn pesukim, and one of the midas is Dava Alamed Minyanai. And the definition of a Dava Alamed Minyanai is that we take something and we look at the context. If we look at the other Aseres HaDibros, V'ma'a Kosu Medaber, V'nefashis, we're speaking about situations which carry a Chi of Misa, like Sirtzach, like Sinaf. Here, Afkan, Says the Gemara, when the Torah says like Sivnoiv, but the Saras Adibrois, it must be speaking about going of Nefashis, which carry a Chi of Misa. Because the other places, because for stealing money, albeit a very serious Avera, it doesn't include, it doesn't come with a Chi of Misa. Tan Yidach, Leisignoivu, when the Pasuk says Leisignoivu, that's talking about the Gain of Mamma Kosma Dabr, that Pasuk is speaking about stealing money. Says the Braisa, at the time of going to Mamma no Ela and begun in the Foshus, why would you say that that Pasuk is speaking about stealing money? Maybe it's speaking about stealing the Foshus. Amrit, Salemat, again, says the Braisa, the way we come to this conclusion is from the Shlosh HaSemidrish HaTar and the Dresh Ben, which one of them is Dava Alam Minyanai. We look at the context, and we look at the context, but Ma Kosev Medaber, the pasuk of what are the other pasukim in that parasha talking about? B'mamon, it's parashas kedoshim. The pasuk says leisashik, it says reyacha. So since the other pasukim are speaking about the neivus mamon, afkam b'mamon. So I saw that the mefarshim asked why, when the Torah speaks about going to the nefashis, does it use a lashon yachid leisignayv, and why, when it speaks about going to mamon, does the Torah use a lashon Rabbim? So the answer is that if two people were to steal and sell somebody together, there would be no chiyuv, because that would be, we never give misa on shnayim shesuah. So if leisignayv is to be speaking about a case where a person did something for which there's a chiyuv misa, and it had to be done b'lashon yachid. But when it comes to stealing money, if two people steal money together, there's still going to be an obligation of a Heshev is a Gzela, all the halachas that apply for stealing money, it doesn't make a difference if it's one person or two people, and that says B'loshin, that's why it said B'loshin Rabbin. The Gemara, in many places in Shas, say, what's the difference between Gneva and Gzela? Gneva is something that's done surreptitiously, the owner doesn't know. Gzela is done publicly. So why do we use the word leisignayv is when we speak about going in the fascists? Going in the fascists refers to a situation where we're stealing the victim when the person's being kidnapped and he knows that he's being kidnapped. So why is the word leisignayv appropriate if it's not being done surreptitiously? One answer is that the pasuk speaking about a cotton. And since the cotton doesn't have das, that's why the word geneva is appropriate. Another answer is maybe the pasuk speaking about a person, we spoke about this, who was stolen when he was sleeping. And therefore, it's also considered a situation of geneva. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, that if the Eved Ivri after his six year term ends, decides that he wants to remain with his owner, so the pasuk says that we velokach matzeya, we take a drill and we make a hole in his ear, and we saw, and Rashi says in Parashat Mishpatim, or ma, what's the reason it's the ear that gets this hole? That the one that heard by Har Sinai Yinala steal, and he stole, and that's how he ended up being sold as an Eved, that ear should get a hole. But now there's a very big question. We just learned that the Leisignav that they heard by Har Sinai is speaking about Gain of Nefashis. The Eved Ivri that sold is an Eved Ivri who stole money. So how does this work? So of course, the opinions that say that we heard Kol HaTorah B'Har Sinai, then he heard Leisignayv of stealing money as well. But another explanation is that even though we're saying that Leisignayv speaks to Gain of Nefashis, yes, that's what the primary pasuk means, but it also certainly includes stealing money. But I saw another teretz. What does this Eved Ivri who wants to remain with his owner say? I have this Adoni le'etze chavshi. I want to stay where I am. I don't want to go out free. What is this individual doing? He's separating himself from where he should be to be together with his owner, be together with his wife, who's a Shifcha Kananis. So that's indeed a situation of Goyin of Nefesh. It's maybe not the Goyin of Nefesh in the traditional sense, where you kidnap somebody, but it's still included in the concept of Goyin of Nefesh, where you did something, when you did something that's inappropriate, you shouldn't have separated yourself from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned in the yeshiva, Eide Geneva ve'Eide Mechir B'Nefesh. We have a combination of Eidim. Two Eidim, we have four Eidim, two saw the Geneva and two saw the Mechira, and then these two, this group of four people, Hosmo, they became Eidim Zaymimim. And we know, as we've often discussed in our shiurim, the lochi is the sisim loy kashazam alasis lochiv. Chizki yomer einan rogim. Chizki says that even though these eidim became eidim zomimim, they will not be killed. Even though the punishment for stealing, for kidnapping and selling is misa, Rabbi Yochanan narogim. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is fairly simple to understand because they came to say testimony that this person did something for which there's a chi of misa. Damar Chizkia, that says that, so explains the Gemara the opinion of Chizkia, that says that ein narogim, says the Gemara, he's following the opinion of Akiva. Akiva holds that when the Torah says, apishne edim yokim davar, it has to be on, in the edis that is being said, has to be able to stand on its own 2 feet. V'loy chatzi davar, not when the edim are only saying a chatzi davar. So here, where we have these four Eidim, these two pairs, each pair is saying a chatzi davar, because in order for the ganef to be chayiv misa, there had to be both geneva and mechira. So each pair is only saying on a chatzi davar. Rabbi Yochanan says, like the opinion of the Rabbanon, the Amri, that a davar of afilu chatzi davar, and therefore the halacha is that that's considered Eidim Zayimim. We learned earlier in Amasechta and Daf Ayin Aleph that the Ben Tzairer is Nereg Al Shem Soifai. And we learned that the parents give him Hasrom from Bezdin, and if afterwards Eidim come, after the parents gave them the proper Hasra, Eidim come and say that he stole meat and wine, he gets Malkus. And then if Eidim come and he say again that this happened, that's when he's put to death. Says the Gemara, Chizkia agrees with the last pair of Eidim in this process of the Sire Meirer, Shehozmu, if they become Eidim Zaymim, Narogim, they're put to death. Why? Because why is it not considered a Chatzi Dover? Because the way we just described, the second pair doesn't accomplish anything until the first pair, without the first pair, says the Gemara, since the first pair of Eidim could say that all we were intending to accomplish was that we wanted him to get Malkus, but it wasn't our goal that he ultimately should be put to death. So the reason the Ben Tzairer is being put to death is only because of the testimony of the second Eidus, so therefore, it's considered as if the second pair is doing the entire act. Ask the Gemara, if that's the way Chizkia learns, Maskele Rapapa, if that's the way we're going to understand Chizkia's opinion, if you have two pairs and they have the Eidi Geneva, and we have the Eidi Mechira, and we've been saying that according to Chizkia, each one of those pairs is considered as if they're only testifying on Chatzi Davar. Ask the Gemara why. Hey, the Mechira Nami Lichtalei, the second pair should be considered a pair that's coming to bring Misa, because the first pair, who are the Eidi Geneva, we were trying to do was that cause that this Ganef, this kidnapper, should be Chayiv Malkus, because Geneva without Mechira doesn't bring Misa. And if you'll say that that line of reasoning is flawed, because the Kesava Chizkiah, because it is Chizkiah's opinion, the Loi Laki, that there is no Malkus if you just steal somebody without selling him. V'etmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Eidi Geneva B'Nefesh, Eidim who said that somebody stole somebody else, Shehozmu, and then they became Eidim Zamim, Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Mechalikus Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan, Charam Eloikin, Charam Eloikin, this is Mechalikus, will these Eidim Zamim get Malkus? V'mrinin, this time the Chizkiah Dam Eloikin, and the Gemara says, that's Chizkiah that says they get Loikin, to the Ma'am Chizkiah, as Chizkiah taught us, Ein Aragim, they don't get Misa, that, but they get Malkus. Dear Rabbi Yochanan taught us at the beginning of this sugya, given the Naragim, since this could ultimately bring to a situation where his Edom will be Chayiv Misa, because Rabbi Yochanan says that even the Edom of the Eidi Geneva, even though they're just saying half of the testimony, it's enough for them to be considered a situation of Edom Zomimim and Bechayiv Misa, Havli Lav Shenitin L'Asaros Misa Bezdin. So this becomes a lav shenitin l'saros misa bezdin. This is a type of lav that it could ultimately lead to misa bezdin. And there's a rule that kol lav shenitin misa bezdin, any lav that could be brought to misa bezdin, the loch is ain't loikin lav. You don't get malchus. Says the Gemara, inni. So now says the Gemara that according to Chizkiah, opinion is that somebody who's going of nefesh is malchus. Because Eloi Laki, because if the person who did the act would not get Malkus, Inu, the Edom, he would get Malkus for being Edom Zomimim. So now we have a very big question. Chizkiah said that if we have two pairs of Edom, one say on the Geneva, and one said on the Mechira, has Chizkiah been teaching us in the Gemara that neither pair will be considered Edom Zomimim? Because since each pair needs the other pair, so each aid is considered an aid on chatzi dover. And the halacha says, apishnei aid miyakum dover, dover v'loi chatzi dover. But ask the Gemara, based on the halacha that we learned, b'ben tzair and meirer, when the first pair could say that what we said had nothing to do, was not going to cause death was to the person that we said aidus about. So there we said that the halacha is that each, that the first pair, that the second pair is subject to Zomimim. So here too, ask the Gemara, the halacha ought to be that the first pair who said the Geneva should be Chayiv Malkus, and the second pair should be considered Edom Zomimim. Ella, I'm Rapapa. So therefore, Rapapa reinterprets this entire discussion. He says, but Edom Mechira, when there are Edom Mechira who become Edom Zomimim, the Kula Amalai Pligi, there is no Machlokes Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan, the Naragim, they become Edom Zomimim and they're put to death. Ki Pligi, the Machlokes of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan is regarding the Eid of Geneva. Chizkiah Amalai Naragim, because Geneva L'chudei Kai, the Geneva is looked at independently, and Mechira L'chudei Kai, each pair of Eidus is looked at independently. And since the Eid of Geneva, as we said before, can always say that we did not come to bring this person that we said testimony about to death, they're not going to be put to death. The Eidim Mechira can't say that. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, Geneva schalta de Mechira hi. The testimony about Geneva is connected to the testimony of Mechira, and it cannot be separated. But continues the Gemara, the case that we spoke about, that the first pair of the Edom by the Ben Tzair and Meirer, Shein and Rogim. Why? Because they have an explanation that they could say, all we were trying to do was to get this person to get Malkus, but not to be put to death. Amr Abaya. So says, since we mentioned Ben Tzair and Meirer, says the Gemara, Hakam Moedim Ben Tzair and Meirer. There's a situation where Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan agree by Ben Tzair and Meirer, and then there's another situation, Hakam Moedim Ben Tzair and Meirer, and then there's a case of Machlokes Ben Tzair and Meirer. And the Gemara explains itself. Hakam Moedim Ben Tzair and Meirer, that if two pairs came, that the Edom Rishonim, that the first pair that said Edis, Ein Arogim, Because as we've been learning, they could say, the entire purpose of our testimony was that this person, that they who should just get Malchus, not be put to death. The first pair could have said all we were trying to say was that he's chayiv Malchus. So the entire punishment of death would have come through the testimony of the second Edus. So v'hani kula davka avdalei, it's completely based on their testimony. Since it's completely based on their testimony, they are the full-fledged Edim for Misa. Where is the Machlok Ben Sair and Meir? When we have a situation that, as we learned, that the Ben Sair and Meir is not chayiv until he steals meat and wine from his parents and then eats it in somebody else's property, as we learned on Daf Ayin Aleph. And if two people say, two people say that we saw Ben Sair and Meir stealing, v'shnayim oimrim, and two other people say, v'fanenu ochal, in front of us is where the achila took place. So each aid is only, each pair is only saying a chatzi davar, because you can't convict the Ben Sair and Meir unless there was both a geneva, unless there was both the geneva and the achila. And therefore, we go back to the machloikis that we began with. We began with a machloikis, if you say Edus, which is only a chatzi dover, what will be the halacha? And from here we see that it's not considered a situation for which that would be the machloikis. Chizki would say it's not considered an Edus that you're punished for as Edom Zomimim, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. We've learned that Rabbi Kiva Chizki teaches us that the pasuk says, Apishne Edom Yakum Dover, Dover Vloy Chatzi Dover. So sort of the Sefer Tapuche Chaim applies this to the halacha of the Pasuk of Medvasheka Tirchak. He asks, what does the Torah have to say Medvasheka Tirchak? The Torah HaKadosh should have said Misheka Tirchak. One should separate himself from saying something which is not true. Why does the Torah use the words Medvar Sheka Tirchak? He says, because when it comes to saying the truth or avoiding saying a lie, we have a very similar situation. He says, if somebody will come and say, I saw somebody eating on Tisha B'Av, terrible. But he didn't, but what he neglected to say was that Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos. And then of course you're allowed to eat if it's Shabbos. So the Torah says, Midvash Sheket Tirchak, when you say something, even if the words that you say are technically true, you have to make sure that it's not chatzi dover, that you don't just say half of the statement, because by saying the half of the statement, even though what you said is technically true, it's really a lie. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Edim Mechir Benefesh, if two Edim say testimony that somebody else was stolen, and somebody was sold, Shehuzmon then became Edim Zomim Ein Arogim, we don't put them to death. For now, he says a new explanation. Because he could always say, Avdi Mecharti, the person I sold was somebody who I owned. And therefore, just because they say that he sold somebody doesn't mean that he did something for which there's a chiv misa. I'm Rav Yosef, to which Rav Yosef comments, Command Ozla Hosh Matzah to Rav Asi. This opinion that Rav Asi, that we just learned, who does he follow? We don't accept the testimony, as we just discussed, which is a chatzi dover. Since the Eid Mechira can't make the person that they're saying testimony about be chayiv misa, unless they also have Eid Geneva, therefore it's a chatzi dover. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, that if you're saying that what Rashi is saying is going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbanan, Narogim, but according to Rabbanan, these people would be put to death. But why would they be put to death? Don't they have a legitimate excuse? Hamatach Kamer, they could always say that Avdi Mecharti, Elafil Tem Rabbanan, Midalai Asa Ede Geneva, in a situation where we don't have Ede Geneva, in that case, the person could always say that the person I sold was an Eved, my Eved, and therefore the Edis is not considered an eidus that would bring to death. Ihachi, after Gemara, if there's no eid geneva, ma'ala memra. Afil tem rabbanan, we're talking about, but the last eid geneva, there are no eid geneva, and there, indeed, he'll be able to say that avdi mecharti. Ihachi, if there's no eid geneva, ma'ala memra, what's he come to say? That in all these cases, when he says the eid mechira, are not saying necessarily something that will be put, that will cause that the person who sold them be put to death. Says the Gemara, letzrichi daf gavdas aslo b'saif. When they said testimony about this person selling, they were no eid geneva, but the eid geneva ultimately came. V'kati ma'ala memra. So, of course, if the eid geneva weren't there at the time of testimony, the fact that they come later, why should that make a difference? Answers the Gemara, the case that Rav Asi is referring to, L'tricha d'kam ramzei ramuzei, that we see that the eid geneva are there. They haven't officially offered their testimony, but they're there and they're ready to say that we saw the act of geneva. Ma'ad tema, that should already be considered Rumiza Milsahi. It should be considered as if we have the Eide Geneva here. That's what Rav Asi is coming to teach us, that if the Eide Geneva did not yet say their testimony, Kamashmalon, just because we know that that's what they intend to say, Rumiza Lav Klumhu, the Halacha doesn't give any validity to that. And therefore it's considered as if we only have Eide Mechira, and we have only Eide Mechira, we can't put the person that they said the testimony to death, because he could always say, Avdi Mecharti.